Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is John Eisenberg, and it is officially Steelers week. The Ravens and Steelers are getting ready to do battle on Sunday. What's at stake? First place in the AFC North. We already have lots of news this week coming out of Pittsburgh, mostly with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger ruled out. He's got a shoulder and a rib injury. So with that being said, does that mean it's over? Ben's out. Does that mean the game's over? Ravens are going to take this one?
I have a hard time going that way. No. I mean, I think it leads you to believe that, the Ravens have a much better chance of winning. I mean, that's the only way to put it. Without Ben, he was having a great season, is having a great season. But, so his absence, I mean, Byron Leftwich, I think the Ravens feel like they can probably do a pretty good job against him. However, it's not over. You have, as John Harbaugh has said, there's tons of playmakers still on the field offensively for the Steelers and the number one defense in the league and at home.
Yeah.
The Ravens have won there recently. So that's good, but it's a hard place to win. So, I think despite being undefeated against the Steelers when Ben is out, I think it does not mean that that's automatically going to continue.
The fact that he was having an MVP-type campaign up to this point, but it's a rivalry game. This is one of the games where the coaches say, throw out the record books, the stats don't mean anything. Is that even more true, with him being out, that you can't necessarily count the Steelers out at all?
Oh, definitely. I mean, and to me, what I go back to is the number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great equalizer. That keeps you in games. The game will be close. I'd be shocked if this game is anything other than close.
Now, say come Monday, we're talking about a Ravens victory. If that's the case, what is the biggest reason why?
If there's a victory, we'll be talking Monday because the run defense stepped up. I mean, to me, I think this is simple math. You take away the top quarterback, you know what the Steelers are going to do. Mm-hmm. They're going to hammer that ball. They're going to run. They've been doing it more this year anyway. They've been doing it well. And now with Ben out, I mean, that to me, it's just logic. And the Ravens had a good run. Their run defense had a good game against Oakland, but it's been soft in some games. And I have no doubt the Steelers aren't convinced that that's been solved, so they're going to push it there.
Well, on the flip side of it, the Ravens could try to run the ball a lot, too. Kind of expect a cold AFC North-style showdown Sunday night at Heinz Field. Maybe pound the ball with Ray Rice. The Ravens, of course, are coming off that 55-point explosion on Sunday against the Raiders. Now they try to take that show on the road. Are they kind of over the hump as an offense, and what offense do you expect to show up at Heinz Field?
I don't think we can say definitively that they are over the hump of the sort of up and down performances. Need a couple of ups in a row, and then you start to say it. I mean, it was down the week before, up this past week. So another up, and maybe you start talking about them being over that hump. It's a step in the right direction for sure. The type of offense to see, no doubt, balance. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not going to be one of those just ground and pound with Ray Rice over and over again. I mean, how did they beat the Steelers last year? They beat them with some big strikes. So I think you're going to see a blend of those two. Torrey Smith, they're going to try to do it all against the Steelers. It will not be just one phase.
You mentioned Torrey Smith. That big catch is what everybody thinks about when you think of the Steelers last year. How much do you think that plays into this year, just the confidence of winning at Heinz Field in tough situations, that game-winning drive at the end of that game?
Well, Joe Flacco says he doesn't really does, but I think it does. I mean, I think the fact that they've gone in there, it's a hard place to play. It's a great environment for football. It's tough on the road. The Ravens seem to love it. They just seem to love it. I mean, Terrell Suggs loves playing the villain. Flacco's had two game-winning drives there. So, I think it does help them to know that no matter what the situation is, especially at the end of a close game, they feel like they can pull it out because they have.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, obviously, it'll certainly be an exciting atmosphere. The game's on primetime NBC Sunday Night Football, so the terrible towels are going to be out. It's going to be loud. It's going to be rowdy, and the Ravens are going to be ready to go. So for all the coverage leading up to that point, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.